The vice president of the North Adams, Massachusetts City Council is quarantined after being tested for exposure to COVID-19 and developing mild symptoms Tuesday afternoon. While Jason LaForest awaits the results of those tests, he will remain home until March 24th. He tells WAMC that members of his family have also been tested and that he must maintain a 6-foot distance from them while under quarantine. LaForest spoke to WAMC about the circumstances that led to his possible exposure and what it's like to be caught up in the emerging story.
Late in the day on Monday, I learned that a friend whom I sat next to at a meeting of municipal leaders from across Massachusetts had tested positive for COVID-19. I had seen him last on the Wednesday prior. I felt completely fine over the weekend and on Monday. However, when I woke up Tuesday morning, I had mild flu-like symptoms.
So once you recognized those symptoms, what happened next?
I knew that, you know, some of the symptoms, although they were mild, were consistent with COVID-19. And as a nurse, I knew that I had a responsibility to report those to Mass Department of Public Health.
So once you reported those symptoms to the Mass Department of Public Health, what happened next?
Well, although my symptoms were mild because I'm a nurse, DPH thought that it was important that I be tested to determine whether or not I had COVID-19. Those results take at least 24, usually 36, even 48 hours to come back. They instructed me to quarantine myself for 14 days pending the results of those tests.
Have those results come back yet?
No, I'm still waiting on those results. So I am, I don't feel well, but I haven't had a fever. I do have mild symptoms, but I'm eager to learn whether those test results are positive or negative.
What's life like in quarantine?
Well, I guess it's like any other lazy day when you don't feel well. We're lucky, of course, to live in the age of internet and Wi-Fi. So I have been able to be productive and do some work in between napping. So I am able to get some work done.
As far as the reaction of your community, friends, family, these are very stressful times around the outbreak of COVID-19. What's the reaction been like from them?
Well, I think everyone has been very sympathetic. Both my prayers and the prayers of our community are focused on individuals who are critically ill with COVID-19. Certainly it has been in the news that there are people from our area, who are quite ill. And we certainly, I appreciate everyone's support, but we certainly pray for the recovery of those who are much sicker than I have been.
It's been reported that the mayor of North Adams had contact with you over the weekend that seen him voluntarily remove himself from City Hall. Could you expand a little bit on what exactly you and Tom Bernard did over the weekend that led to those concerns?
Sure. So Mayor Bernard and I attended a sports event and then a couple of social events, fundraiser in particular Saturday night. The normal things that public leaders do on a day-to-day basis. He has not had any symptoms, as best I know, but because we traveled in the car together, he felt that he should use an abundance of caution and self-isolate until my test results come back.
If you have any message to share as someone who is now caught up in this narrative about COVID-19 and its outbreak, what would that be?
Well, first and foremost, please, do not panic, but continue to use common sense in washing hands, prevention of disease. There's no need to, raid the supermarkets and department stores, but we do need to be prepared always, and this is no exception.